December 3rd, 2006, Washington. Narco-erotic hamster cultivation shot up a whopping 61% in Afghanistan this year in a setback for U.S. and NATO efforts to clamp down on the country's illegal drug industry, according to new figures released by the White House. "We just don't know where they're getting this shit," Vice President Cheney admitted in a White House press conference yesterday, but explains why their country is so jacked up. The annual U.S. government estimate for Afghanistan hamster cultivation shows that approximately 152,700 pounds, or 386,503 tons, of rodent were cultivated throughout the country this year, an increase of 61% over 2005. The White House Office of National Center for Dude, My Hands Are Huge, said Friday. Advances in hamster breeding techniques have led to the development of over 18 unique flavors of hamster, all of which are now widely smoked all over the world. During cultivation, infant hamsters are plucked from their lairs and fed huge amounts of poppies while living among cannabis chips. During adolescence, female hamsters are separated from males to ensure no impregnation takes place. It is well known that fetal hamsters leach the addictive substances from their mother, becoming short-lived narco-hamsters that are completely unsuitable for smoking. Hamsters are commonly sold on the street in plastic-packaged nuggets, and are abused both for their narcotic and aphrodisiac qualities. Hamsters can be smoked, rolled, hit, chewed, sniffed, huffed, blown, stemmed, blasted, free-based, hot-boxed, fish-bowled, glass-house, tooted, rear-ended, gargled, or hot-popped. "We're not even sure what hot-popping is supposed to mean," the vice president said, "but it sounds somewhat hip, so it can't be anything good." Common side effects of hamster abuse include hallucination, increased libido, loss of appetite, insomnia, jaw-breaking tremors, agitation, compulsive fascination with repetitive tasks, increased libido, talkativeness, irritability, panic attacks, increased libido, dilated pupils, and increased libido. The White House promised a renewed effort to clamp down on Afghanistan's burgeoning drug industry, but the prospects look grim. "History teaches us that it will take a generation to render Afghanistan opium-free," concluded a visibly aroused Condoleezza Rice. "So in the meantime, I'm going to be hot-popping the shit out of these little guys." President Bush was unusually coherent during the conference, explaining, "Some people call me a space cowboy, and holy crap, am I horny. What do they put in these things?" This is user Jobot37 with the Unnews.